Today's words of wisdom, Children's Health and Sustainable Planet Jeju International Conference, will be presented in Korean and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
Jeju도는 대한민국에서 가장 큰 섬으로 아름다운 자연경관을 갖는 축복을 받았습니다. 신선한 공기와 맑은 물, 청정한 바다, 다양한 크기의 화산은 이러한 자연경관의 아름다움을 더해줍니다. 제주의 아름다운 자연환경 중 일부는 유네스코 세계자연유산으로 등재되었습니다. 등재된 유산으로는 한라산 국립공원, 성산 일출봉, 그리고 검은얼음 용암 동굴계가 있습니다.
또한 한라산은 그 아름다움과 생물종 다양성으로 2002년부터 유네스코 생물권 보전지역으로 보호되었으며 360개의 기생화산인 오름을 품고 있습니다. 제주도는 천혜의 자연유산뿐 아니라 이를 지키기 위한 노력으로도 유명합니다. 사실상 제주도민들의 가슴은 제주도와 하나가 되어 고동치고 있습니다.
귀중한 자연환경을 보존하여 미래 세대를 위한 유산으로 남기는 것은 제주도민에게 있어 가장 중요한 관심사입니다. 우리는 자연과 함께 살아가면서 우리의 아름다운 환경을 보존하기 위해서 최선을 다할 것입니다. 우리는 선조들의 지혜로운 생활 방식을 따르며 녹색 소비를 실천할 것입니다.
우리의 문화유산과 우리의 공동체적인 삶을 잘 보존해 나갈 겁니다. 우리는 지속가능한 발전을 위해 친환경적이고 생태적 활동을 지원해 나갈 겁니다. 우리는 환경보호와 세계 평화를 위해 적극적으로 참여할 겁니다.
2009년 9월 21일 제주도의 49개 시민단체가 공동으로 아이건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스를 공동 주최하여 사회적으로 가장 중요한 두 가지 주제에 대해서 논의했습니다. 바로 아이들의 건강과 기후변화입니다. 유기농 비건에 초점을 맞춘 이 특별한 행사는 행성의 온도를 낮추고 또한 어린이들의 영양을 개선하는 해결책으로 유기농 비건을 제시했습니다.
이 컨퍼런스에 참석한 정부의 중요한 인사들로는 김태환 제주특별자치도지사, 양성원 제주특별자치도 교육감 등이 있습니다. 그리고 여기 참석한 환경 전문가로는 유엔 정부 간 기후변화위원회 의장인 라젠드라 파차우리 박사, 그리고 네덜란드 환경평가국의 기후와 지구촌 지속가능성 부서의 주프 오데 로휘스 부장이 있습니다.
또한 의학계를 이끄는 저명한 의사들도 전문 지식을 함께 나누었습니다. 여기엔 미국 휴메인 소사이어티 보건축산 책임자인 마이클 그레거 박사, 권위 있는 내과 의사이자 영양학 전문가인 조엘 펄먼 박사, 책임 있는 의료를 위한 의사회 창립자이자 회장인 닐 보라드 박사, 미국에서 유명한 맥두걸 프로그램의 창립자이자 의학부문 원장인 존 맥두걸 박사, 한국의 저명한 신경외과 전문의인 대구의료원 황성수 박사 등이 포함됩니다.
또한 많은 언론사들이 이 행사를 취재했습니다. MBC, KBS, CBS, 아리랑 라디오 등의 방송사와 한국일보, 한겨레신문, 연합뉴스, 제주일보 등의 신문들과 미디어 제주, 제주소리 등의 인터넷 뉴스 미디어에서도 이 행사를 보도했습니다. 이 행사의 귀빈으로 화상회의를 통한 참석을 초청받으신 칭하이 무상사께서는 너그럽게 초대를 수락하셨습니다.
이제 칭하이 무상사와의 화상회의 8부작 중 제5부 재방송에 여러분을 초대합니다. 화상회의 제목은 아이 건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스로 2009년 9월 21일 대한민국 제주도에서 개최되었습니다.
This next question is also for Supreme Master Ching-hai. The question comes from Ms. Oh Ogman. She is a member of the Jeju Provincial Assembly and Secretary of the Self-Administration Committee.
Hello, Ms. Oh.
제주 특별자치도는 기후변화 시범도로서 기후변화에 대응하기 위한 재반 정책을 선제적으로 시행하고 있습니다. 제주 지역 온실가스 배출량을 데이터 베이스화하고 산림, 지하수, 해양 생태계의 변화를 모니터링하는 한편 풍력, 태양열, 바이오에너지 등의 신재생 에너지를 확대하여 화석, 에너지 사용을 최소화하는 카본 프리 아일랜드 실현에 박차를 가하고 있습니다. 칭하이 무상사께서는 이러한 국제 컨퍼런스를 통해 전 세계 기후변화 전문가, 정치인, 시민사회단체들과 많은 토론도 하고 활발한 운동도 하고 계신 것으로 알고 있습니다. 기후변화의 영향이 가장 먼저 나타나고 그에 대한 관심도 가장 높은 이곳 제주에서 추진하고 있는 이러한 정책이나 방향에 대해 어떻게 생각하시며 보완하거나 참고할 아이디어가 있으면 말씀해 주시기 바랍니다.
Assembly member, Ms. Oh, how are you? Certainly, I will try to comply with your request. If you allow me, there is something important to consider. First of all, I'm glad to hear that Jeju's government leaders, including yourself, are very, very passionate about halting climate change. The autonomy of the Jeju government and the proactive, pioneering spirit of your people is laudable. Perhaps it's because you call yourself pristine Jeju province, that you put pride and love in your home's natural beauty, so you want to preserve and cherish it more. Jeju is blessed with an abundance of sunshine and wind. So I'm glad you have been expanding your sustainable energies like wind and solar power. This is going in the right direction. Bravo and bravo. And I personally humbly encourage you and your fellow citizens to continue in this way. But if I may point out, if the goal is to be a truly carbon-free society, we should consider all the major sources of greenhouse gases emissions. You see, we are emitting greenhouse gases not just through the fumes from factories, houses, and cars, but also through the products that we choose to consume. Besides, CO2 is cancelled out by aerosols, which are released at the same time from burning fossil fuels. So, it means that even though we have CO2, but the CO2 also have been cancelled out by the aerosols at the same time. Even though aerosols are very detrimental to our health, they actually have a cooling effect that cancels out the CO2 heat in the atmosphere. So, up to now, the climate warming heat is not from CO2. The warming climate problem is not from CO2. It's not from carbon dioxide. I repeat, it's not from carbon dioxide. It is from other sources, mainly methane. As I told our student friends earlier, at least 50% of total greenhouse gas emissions are coming from animal meat and dairy products. And it's not I who said this. It's all proven, research confirmed, and published by the top scientists of the whole world. You're going to read it soon in October. If we only focus on the green energies, like solar panel, wind power, etc., it won't have much of an effect. I am so sorry to say. I have to tell you the truth because this is also my planet. Your island could be my residence in any time in the future. I might love your island. I might want to go there. So, I want to protect your island. I want to protect my planet. So I have to tell you everything. Although I might offend somebody or I might not be very popular for doing this, but I have to tell you the truth. Because green energies is not an urgent task for us to handle right now. Because green energy only tackle the effect of maybe aerosol, CO2, which is not the urgent issue of global warming, the producer. The global warming effect comes from rising livestock, from animals. So if we continue on the green energy, then we don't have much an effect to stop global warming because their effectiveness will be cancelled out by the large amounts of greenhouse gases that we generate by consuming meat and the meat industry. Besides the livestock methane that is responsible for the portion of the 50% of greenhouse gas emissions, but 50% is still a low estimate, I would say 80%. There is also the burning of forests to make pasture land to grow food for the animals, and making the chemical fertilizer and pollution to grow the feed, the transportation involved, the constant refrigeration involved, etc., etc. And all the medical effect or the cause of the sickness of the people. Billions, trillions of dollars goes into the treatment of the people for meat-related disease. And it's not always even effective. It's not always even cure people permanently or perfectly even. Even we spend so much money and people have to go so much suffering, the disease are not always completely cured. In many cases, not at all. So people suffer, people die for nothing also because of meat diet. So to produce the meat for consumption, it costs us too much. It costs sorrow, it costs suffering, it costs trillions of dollars. All these add up to many more times greenhouse gas emissions than all the world's transportation combined. And apparently more than all the heavy industries and fossil fuel power stations combined even. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com for more detailed reports on this and many other concerned matters. So in order to call ourselves a low carbon or carbon-free society, we must eliminate our meat consumption because that is the number one cause. We could say that is the only cause for our climate change. That is our meat consumption, eh? This is in line with the recommendation of the world's leading climate experts, like chair of the IPCC, Dr. Pachauri, who is a vegetarian himself for the environment's sake. In fact, if we focus on shifting people to be vegetarian or vegan, it will save us much more money than green technology, and of course it's much more effective. And I urge you, the government leaders, because our time is running out. We have to act on this now. Please explain to your co-citizens this important truth and tell them we must work together to become animal-free consumers. We have a very short time to save our planet. We have a great planet to save. We have great precious treasure that is our children to save. And besides, the government and the people have nothing to lose by being vegan. For the environment, the absence of livestock will bring about much less pollution and less waste of water and food resources. For the citizens, they are a perfect, nutritious, delicious alternative to animal products nowadays. And, as we heard in the doctor's lectures, the vegan diet is also the best for our children. It's a win-win solution, as stated by Dr. Pachauri. And necessary to save the planet. Please, please, I ask Jeju, don't just be a model province, but be a one true, heroic, courageous model for the whole world. We need Jeju's support. 감사합니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you for showing Jeju and all of us how to head in the right direction to halt climate change.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Our next question is from Dr. Bu Sang-il, the chairman of Jeju Provincial Party of Grand National Party and vice chairman of UNESCO Korea Jeju Association. His question goes to both Dr. Gregor and Dr. Bernard. Dr. Bu, please share your question.
Thank you. Jeju Island is a famous sightseeing place of the world, especially East Asia. Many people come here. Jeju Island has a weak point to protect contagious diseases like H1N1 influenza. We know so many ways to protect H1N1 influenza, such as masking the mouth and washing hands, vaccinating. But I want to know, is this a useful way to protect the H1N1 influenza? And what is the useful ways to protect H1N1 influenza?
Thank you, Dr. Bu, for your very urgent and timely question. Dr. Michael Gregor, who gave the lecture on swine flu earlier, has kindly answered your question via video. Let's watch it.
Sounds like a beautiful place, and I'd love to visit one of these days. What can we do to protect ourselves from swine flu? Well, should you fall ill, contact your healthcare provider to see if antiviral drugs are appropriate, and stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever goes away so that you don't infect others. But the ideal is not to get infected in the first place. And you get the flu two ways, via respiratory droplets by being in a confined space with people coughing and sneezing. And the second way is through touching one's face, one's mucous membranes, eyes, nose, or mouth, after touching a contaminated surface. So the first thing we need to do is get into the habit of covering our cough when we cough or sneeze to not infect others. However, we should not cover our cough with our hand, because then we contaminate our hand, and then were we to touch a doorknob or a light switch handle or gas pump handle, we would then transfer contamination to that object. Someone else would come along, touch that same doorknob, and then touch their eyes, nose, or mouth, and become contaminated as well. So it's important to either wear a mask if you're coughing or sneezing, or cough into a tissue and throw it away, or cough to our sleeve, cough into the elbow, cough into fabric so as not to contaminate one's hands. Now that will protect them from you, but how do you protect you from them? Well, we need to wash our hands. People underestimate how much they have to wash their hands. 20 to 30 seconds after soaping up, a full half minute of hand washing after every time we shake someone's hand or touch a public surface before we touch our face and potentially contaminate ourselves. An even better option, if you aren't able to wash your hands so often, are these alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Very cheap to get. And they're actually better than hand washing, according to the World Health Organization, in terms of sterilizing one's hands from these kind of so-called enveloped viruses like influenza. So when you're out in public, before touching one's face, it's important to sanitize, either to wash your hands or carry a little bottle of this alcohol-based hand sanitizer around with you.
Dr. Bu, in addition to Dr. Greger's response, Dr. Bernard has also answered your question. Let's watch it now.
Everybody is concerned now about swine flu because the swine flu so far has been a very dangerous epidemic. It's killed many people. But looking to the future, it appears to be even more widespread and more deadly. The swine flu virus also can mutate to make even more virulent forms. There are really two areas where diet is of concern. First of all, the breeding ground for the viruses that caused avian flu and caused swine flu. The breeding ground is where animals are collected in large numbers. I'm thinking of the barns where pigs are living, or the areas where chickens and other birds are kept nowadays. These viruses may come from the wild, but when they spread from one animal to another, to another, to another, they can combine with other viruses to make a very deadly virus that can then spread to human beings. The first is that the more people are eating pork and any other product from a pig, what can happen is that the demand for pork means that the farms grow, and they're larger and larger and larger and larger. You'll see tens of thousands of animals in one single farm. And as a result of that, the virus has a very fertile breeding ground so that viruses can then mutate and become more and more deadly. The second issue is that it may well be that pork products themselves can actually cause the virus to spread. That's somewhat controversial in the scientific community, but there's some evidence to suggest that the raw pork that is purchased and handled may actually spread live viruses. The U.S. government has also reported that there is some concern that even the meat products themselves may transmit viruses. Now, we've known about this for a long time with other kinds of microbes, particularly things like Salmonella or Campylobacter or Listeria. These are infectious germs that can cause a raging illness and sometimes even be deadly. But there is also some concern that even influenza viruses may pass the same route. That's still unclear, but we do know this, that to keep our families as healthy as possible from influenza and other infections, we really want to avoid patronizing animal industries.
That was a very clear answer. Thank you, Dr. Greger and Dr. Bernard, for answering our question from Jeju.
Our next question is for Dr. Wang Song-Soo and Dr. Bernard.
And the question is from Mr. Che Chi-sung, the Executive Chairperson of Jeju Coalition for Environment-Friendly Domestic Agricultural Products, GOMEALS.
Jeju는 주민 발의로 친환경 급식 조례가 제정되고 한국에서 가장 먼저 친환경 급식이 도입되어서 전국적인 그 친환경 급식이 모델이 되고 있습니다. 또한 2010년에는 도내 모든 학교, 모든 아이들에게 친환경 급식을 제공하게 됩니다. 유기농 친환경 식품이 안전하고 건강한 식단이라는 것은 설득하고 공감대를 형성하기가 쉬운 데 비해서 채식 급식이 필요성에 대해서 학부모들을 설득하고 공감대를 형성시키기란 쉽지 않으리라 여겨집니다. 채식 급식이 필요성에 대한 고견을 듣고 싶습니다.
Thank you for your helpful question. Dr. Hwang Sung-soo, would you like to answer this?
네, 그 제주도는 다른 지역에 비해서 그 학생들의 그 건강을 위해서 친환경 농산물을 학교 급식 그 식재료로 쓴다는 것이 다른 지역에 비해서 이제 많이 앞서가는 것 같고 그렇게 해서 박수를 보낼 만한 일이다 하는 생각이 들고 전국에서 그런 어떤 모범을 따라야 되지 않겠는가 하는 생각을 가집니다. 그런데 이 친환경 이 농산물의 육류 혹은 생선, 계란, 우유를 포함을 시키는 경우도 있고 또 그렇지 않은 경우도 있는 것 같습니다. 사람들은 고기, 생선, 계란, 우유를 전혀 먹지 않으면 문제가 생긴다는 아주 강박관념을 갖고 있습니다. 그건 뭐 이 전문가들도 마찬가지고요. 학부모들은 다 학교에서 학생 시절에 교육을 그렇게 이제 받아와서 또 결혼을 하고 어른이 되어서 또 이제 자녀들을 기르고 그렇게 하니까 당연히 그런 생각을 가질 거라는 생각을 가집니다. 사람을 변화시키는 데는 교육이 굉장히 중요하다는 생각을 가집니다. 그래서 학부모들을 대상으로 꾸준하게 교육을 시켜야 된다는 생각을 가지고요. 뿐만 아니라 미리 눈을 뜬 학부모들을 혹은 학생들을 위해서 선택해서 이 학교 급식을 할 수 있도록 어떤 그런 배려를 할 필요가 있다는 생각을 가집니다. 그러니까 고기, 생선, 계란, 우유를 먹지 않는 학생들도 학교에서 맛있게 점심을 먹을 수 있도록 채식 반찬을 충분하게 제공을 해야 된다는 생각을 가지고요. 더 적극적으로 한다면은 어떤 그 유인책을 쓰는 것이 좋겠다는 생각을 가집니다. 그러니까 고기, 생선, 계란, 우유를 먹지 않는 학생들에게는 식비를 조금 좀 보조를 해준다든지 뭐 그런 이 방법이 있을 거라는 생각이 들고요. 고기, 생선, 계란, 우유가 해롭다는 생각을 가질 때까지는 많은 시간이 걸릴 것이라는 생각을 가집니다. 저는 저 가족들을 변화시키는데 한 7년 정도 걸리는 것 같습니다. 예. 그러니까 그 결코 쉬운 일이 아니라고 생각이 들고요. 자신이 아프면은 사람들의 생각이 조금 빨리 바뀌는 것 같습니다. 그런 학생들이 그렇게 뭐 아프기를 바랄 수도 없고 또 학생들은 그 시기에 병이 그렇게 많아지는 것도 아니고 해서 쉽지는 않은 문제입니다만은 인내심을 가지고 꾸준하게 교육을 하면서 그런 변화가 되도록 이제 정책적으로 좀 유인책을 쓰는 뭐 그 이외의 방법이 별로 있겠는가 하는 그런 생각을 가져봅니다.
Dr. Bernard has also responded to this question via video.
In many countries, people are pushing children to eat more meat and to drink more milk. And they imagine that these foods will help children to grow more effectively or perhaps to be healthy. But research has shown something very disturbing. Actually, the children who are consuming milk and consuming meat in larger amounts are actually less healthy. By that I mean they are tending to gain weight. We have more obesity and more mild overweight as well, more diabetes. Diabetes is coming in many countries in epidemic proportions, higher cancer risk and higher risk of heart disease. A vegan diet means a diet that's based on healthy foods, whole grains, beans, vegetables, fruits, and those are really the building blocks of a healthful diet. Parents and school officials and government officials have such an important role to play because they're looking out for children not just today but for the future. And one of the most important things that we can do for children is to give them the opportunity to taste healthful foods right in school. So when a child is served lunch, if they're served unhealthy things, like that carton of milk or meals based on meat and so forth, they are not only getting the cholesterol and fat that can make them less healthy, but they're also learning an unhealthy thing. They're learning to prefer the tastes of fatty, high cholesterol foods. So when parents, when teachers, when school officials and government officials say, wait a minute, we're going to serve vegetarian meals here, ideally vegan meals that don't have animal products at all, then children not only get a very healthy meal, they get the vegetables that provide the vitamins and minerals, they get the whole grains and beans to give them loads of protein, but they also learn a really important lesson, and that is their taste buds on their tongue learn to really enjoy these foods, and they carry then a very healthy habit with them. I want to thank all of you for your attention to this important issue. The pressures on children are greater than they've ever been. That's also true for parents and for policymakers. And that's because there are more people, more businesses, more money hinging on what children are fed. And we've already seen the problems with this here in North America. We've seen it in Europe. We're starting to see this in Asia now as well, where meaty, dairy-based diets are really starting to take a terrible toll. But if we have policies that can help us to resist that, then children can remain healthy.
Thank you, Dr. Bernard. You know, Callie, in countries like Canada, my home, and the United States, many schools have started providing plant-based meals, and they have witnessed substantial improvements in children's well-being and fitness. In the U.S., this year, 67% of the schools provided vegetarian school meals as an option, and 20.5% of the schools provide vegan meals as an option. Next, we have a special question now for Supreme Master Ching Hai. Ladies and gentlemen, Supreme Master Ching Hai is the author of books about the animal world that raise awareness about how noble, loving, and spiritually elevated they truly are. Her books have touched the hearts of countless readers around the world.
Such books as The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life are not only long-running bestsellers on Amazon.com, but also bestsellers in Kyobo Bookstore in Korea as well.
And Master, actually, we have a very beautiful student that's going to ask a question, and I hope you can see how beautifully she's dressed here. It's Kung Yun Chong. She's one of the readers of your books here in Jeju. She has a very sweet and touching question for you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I have noticed her since beginning.
Isn't she beautiful?
Very beautiful and lovely dress.
안녕하세요. 저는 초등학교 6학년이에요. 작년 말에 류마티스 관절염이란 난치병이 생겨서 참 많이 고생했는데 채식과 명상으로 지금은 많이 치유됐어요. 채식과 명상이 병을 치유하는 데 큰 힘이 된다는 것도 깨달았고요. 저는 아이들이나 어른들이나 다른 동물들이나 모두 똑같은 영혼을 가지고 있다고 생각해요. 그래서 나이나 종이 다른 동물이라고 함부로 대해서는 안 된다고 생각해요. 똑같은 영혼과 생명을 가지고 있으니 위 아래가 없고 잘나고 못나고가 없다고 생각하거든요. 제가 선생님의 책을 읽으면서 가장 인상적이었던 부분은 선생님이 새나 개와 함께 단체 명상을 한다는 부분이었어요. 선생님께서는 새나 개와 함께 명상을 하신다고 하셨는데 그것은 동물들도 우리와 같은 영혼을 가지고 있다는 얘기로 들려요. 그렇다면 선생님께서는 정말로 인간이나 새나 개나 모두 똑같다고 생각하시는 건가요? 새나 개들이 정말로 명상을 하는 건지 아니면 그냥 잠을 자는 건지 책을 보면서 많이 궁금했어요. 뭐 새나 개들이 어떻게 명상을 해야 하면서 애당초 믿지 않는 사람들도 있을 수 있겠지만 그래도 그 새나 개들은 진짜로 명상하고 있는 걸 수도 있잖아요. 새라고 개라고 명상하지 말란 법은 없으니까요. 그렇다면 선생님과 함께 사는 새들과 개들은 정말로 명상을 하는 건가요? 아니면 그냥 눈을 감은 채 누워있는 건가요? 선생님의 책을 읽으면서 많이 궁금했어요.
Yeah, 안녕하세요. Jeon Jeon. First, I'm so happy that you don't suffer any pain anymore. It's terrible for a person of your tender age to have to suffer any pain at all. it is avoidable through a vegan diet, as you have experienced. And I'm glad that you are a vegetarian. And not only that, your philosophy about the souls in people and animals is beautiful and absolutely correct. The animals are truly just like us. They just come from different sizes and apparel. You know, just like in your garden, you have different flowers. Yeah? You have roses, you have chrysanthemum, you have maybe lotus and other beautiful flowers. But they are all flowers, yes, different size, different color, different shapes. So in the sentient world of ours, we have humans, we have animals, yes, we have birds, we have fish, we have insects. It's like that. We are in different shapes, different colors, but we are the same. Just like we have different flowers, they are all flowers, right? See? So the animals all have the same feelings like we do. Like they have love, they have sorrow, they have forgiveness, they have fear, loyalty, filial love, and parental love, etc. I myself witnessed them. And to answer your question about my birds and my dogs, whether they do meditate, yes, they do. They meditate and go sometimes into a very deep level of contemplation. So they are not just laying there with closed eyes. In meditation, they just relax and feel nice and calm, and they contact their God nature inside. Actually, many of the animals, including those in the wild, know how to meditate and contact the divine. They are really in tune within their souls, more than many of us humans even. They have the same godly spirit that dwells within you and within me. If we knew just how noble and loving and great the animals are, we would be in awe and respect and love them much more. If everyone in the world understood this like you do, our world would truly be at peace like heaven. You are a beautiful soul. Yeong Jeong, I hope you will continue to be vegan, to continue being healthy, and I hope you will share this positive experience with others around you, to help them also to stay healthy and intelligent. You are a living proof of how beneficial a veg diet is, because a compassionate lifestyle heals our body and heals our mind. It's the best for our lasting well-being. I wish you heaven blessing. God bless your loving heart and bless your family and your country, the beautiful Korea. 감사합니다.
Thank you. That was an absolutely charming question with an absolutely lovely answer.
Yes, and aside from all the talks about climate change or health aspects, if we truly realize the noble qualities of animals, I believe people will switch to a vegan diet.
차임을 상상하고 이제 대담을 하면서요, 굉장히 이제 깊은 느낌을 받았던 부분은 이제 내가 지금까지 이제 이해를 좀 못했던 부분은 이제 동물에게도 명상을 할 수 있는 능력과 사람과 똑같은 감성을 가지고 있다는 이야기를 들으면서 저는 농업인으로서 제가 할 수 있는 일을 하면은 우리 제주 지역에 친환경 농업을 이제 빨리 확산시킴으로써 지구 온난화의 방지함과 동시에 바른 먹을거리, 진짜 건전한 비건 채식을 이제 할 수 있는 토대를 마련하는 게
오늘 개최되는 이 국제 컨퍼런스가 제주에 상당한 그런 큰 의미를 주고 있는데요. 바람직한 역량이라고 하는 것은 건강 친화적이고 환경 친화적이고 사회 친화적인 그러한 역량이 돼야 됩니다. 지나친 동물성 단백질로 인한 전환 손실로 인한 단백질의 식량을 막아줌으로써 우리 개발도상국과의 굶어죽어는 어리를 되살릴 수가 있고요. 죽어가는 우리의 환경을, 우리의 물을 되살릴 수 있는 것이 바로 채식이라고 생각을 합니다. 채식을 합시다.
오늘 얘기에서 제일 좋았던 거는 어쨌건 이 지구온난화 방지를 위해서 녹색 기술 같은 것들 중요하지만 일단 시급한 문제, 우리가 큰 노력 없이도 실천할 수 있다는 거, 그런 채식을 같이 해볼 수 있다는 것들이 좋았죠. 근데 보다 중요한 것들은 어쨌건 또 우리 아이들을 위해서 우리가 지금 할 수 있는 일도 뭐 다 같이 결합되는 것 같아요.
굉장히 가슴이 이렇게 많이 와닿고 마음이 너무 아파요. 그래서 이렇게 심각할 줄은 몰랐는데 우리를 위해서 또는 우리 아이들을 위해서 내가 먼저 실천을 하고 또 채식 위주의 식단이 정말 절실히 필요하다는 걸 여기 와서 큰 걸 얻어갑니다. 여러분들 같이 도와주십시오. 같이 함께 해야 됩니다.
이렇게 진지한 전체 지구촌 고민하는 국제의상은 드물었었거든요. 아마 도민 내부에도 큰 영향이 있었을 거라고 생각합니다.
아이 건강 제주연대 앞으로의 계획입니다.
다가오는 지방자치 선거에서 아이들 건강 문제를 쟁점으로 만들려고 합니다. 쟁점이 되다 보면 먹을거리 문제도 등장할 겁니다. 그리고 우리가 주일내 비건 채식을 이미 선언을 해있기 때문에 좀 더 진전된 모습을 알 수 있으라 봅니다. 아이들 건강보다 더 중요한 게 어디 있겠습니까? 그것이 지구온난화를 여는 열쇠이기도 하다고 저는 확신하거든요. 아무튼 아무쪼록 이런 행사를 만들어주는 스프롬마스터 TV 관계자들하고 칭하의 무상사님께 감사 다시 한번 드립니다. 감사합니다.
오늘 지혜의 말씀을 시청해주신 가슴 따뜻한 시청자 여러분께 감사드립니다. 내일 계속될 아이 건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스 6부도 많은 시청 바랍니다. 이제 주목할 뉴스 뒤에 황금시대의 과학기술이 스프링마스터 텔레비전에서 방송되니 계속 시청해 주십시오. 천국의 축복으로 여러분과 여러분의 사랑하는 이들에게 더 많은 사랑과 풍요가 함께하길 기원합니다.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 6 of Children's Health and Sustainable Planet Jeju International Conference. Now, please stay tuned to Spring Master Television for Golden Age Technology coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May heavens bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.